Hey guys, welcome to ANX Gamecast, The Essentials Level 3. I'm Unbiased Ann, and I'm here with Genesis and Terrence. How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? I'm doing good.
Are you?
Not.
You're not?
No.
Why are you not doing good?
We'll get to it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, that leads me into, what are you excited to talk about today?
Terrence?
I don't know what I'm excited to talk about today.
Just so much?
Yeah, so much to talk about.
State of Decay 2.
Oh.
This is what I'm excited to talk about.
In a good way?
We shall see. Me too. That's what I was going to say. I'm excited to talk about State of Decay 2.
All right, so let's do the social media thing. Follow us. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, Apple Podcast app, Twitch at ANX Gamecast. Let's talk about Twitch real quick, real fast. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. We got to affiliate status. I don't know if I said that on the podcast yet, but we did. So thanks to everyone who supported. And then I kind of just stopped streaming. So they're like, oh, we followed you and we did this and where you at? You don't have a schedule or anything. So I think today, when
Terrence
got here, computer all tore up. I'm all crawling around on the floor. So I actually got some Elgato. I went that route. So got some stuff for the PC so I can start streaming here in the studio. So we get our camera tomorrow, Monday. So I'll get all that hooked up. Try to make our stream look quote unquote professional. Try to make it look good like everyone else's. See if we can catch up. So we'll be streaming more probably by the end of June and hopefully have a schedule out. Any emails about today's podcast, please send them to podcast@anxgamecenter.com. Let's jump right into
round one.
And we actually have some trailers today for you. This is our Essentials Level 3 podcast, so we got to get you ready for the summer. Today, we're going to be reviewing the BlazBlue Tag Battle and Mario Tennis Aces. So let's start off with BlazBlue, and let's go with
Terrence.
Since this is something that I think you've already picked up.
Yeah, I picked it up today, actually. I played some of it, and it really intrigued me because it has the Ruby characters.
Right.
So I picked that up today. I have some of the main characters that I have been in the series, they're still there. You got your Persona characters, you got your Ruby characters. So that gives you that, for those who follow the anime, it gives them that ability to jump right in as well. So if they have never played a BlazBlue before, they have something that may interest them.
So what'd you think about the trailer we saw?
I liked the trailer a lot. Even though I'd already played, I liked the trailer. I liked the trailer and I liked the music. So it gives me that anime feel.
Right.
And the graphics were smooth. BlazBlue has always had pretty good graphics.
Right.
So I'm very intrigued with this game. And I got it for my Switch.
Okay.
So I can play it on the go. I also know that it is an Evo game now.
Is it?
Yeah. It made it to the list of Evo games. So it will, starting now, that and Smash Brothers, you will be able to play that at the Evo tournaments and championships.
That's cool. So what about a score? What'd you score this trailer?
Well, let me say this. I gave it a 6.2.
Ooh.
But there's a reason. Well, it's not so much this. It's just such an effort that I don't feel was put in for one of my categories, which was the story.
Yeah.
So my story, I gave it a 0. Well, cause I didn't have anything.
Yeah, I should have given it a 0, but because my notes right here says none. But
right, and because of that, I know it'll be explained throughout the game.
Mm-hmm.
But since I haven't opened it yet and haven't put it in, I don't want to give it something that wouldn't be fair.
Right.
So
same thing here with me. I'm low on story and the info. So you said you picked it up on Switch. I didn't even know it was out on the Switch.
Oh yeah.
Because the trailer.
Oh yeah.
Didn't say anything
about what system it was going to be on. So my score is really not too far off from yours. I was surprised by the graphics. I didn't give it a low score, mm-hmm. but the textures weren't as smooth as I thought they were going to be. Some of the edges of the characters were kind of pixelated, and I thought that was kind of weird. I'm not used to seeing that in that game. I'm assuming that when I actually play the game, it won't quite look like that, but that's what it looked like on the trailer. But I still gave it an 8. The sound would have been a perfect 10, but you know, I don't like those Japanese dubs. It sounded good. Sounded like they were serious mm-hmm. what they were talking about. I don't know what they were saying though, but still gave that a 9. So overall, I gave this trailer a 7.
Okay.
It just wasn't enough information, not enough about the story, and they tried to throw that piece in there with Ruby. And although it was cool, because they kind of stopped the whole trailer, you thought the trailer was over. Right. And then that's when she showed up. Hey, wait a minute. I'm here too. And then they showed some in-game footage of her fighting and stuff like that. So that was cool, but overall, a 7.0.
Well, I had followed it a little bit, and I have some friends who actually like the Blaze Blue series out of all of the fighting games. Blaze Blue and Guilty Gear.
Those 2D cell shaded
correct
type games. So,
and the combo driven.
Yeah, I haven't really been a big fan of those over the years. They're just not fluid. It's not a smooth game to play. It's
King of the Fighters.
Yeah, it's trash. Uh-oh. King of Fighters is garbage. But we've been through that on the podcast plenty of times. Whole debate on that. Finding out on SoundCloud.com.
It got pretty heated.
It did. It got pretty heated with me and Mike B. But yeah, King of Fighters is trash. But as far as the actual cell shaded games, my favorite one, and I guess I might be biased, is Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Okay.
It looks the best out of anyone I've played. It's simple. It's not as complex as the other Guilty Gear, Blaze Blue, but it's the most fun to play also. Because I got a note right here for the hype. I got it at an 8 for Blaze Blue because I haven't played one in a while. But the notes I have right here says I can feel my hands hurting now. Because if your hands ain't hurting when you're playing this game, you ain't playing it right. That's all I got to say.
Well, they have, because of the adding of the characters and some of the other things they've added, it has become more of a button masher.
Yeah.
But Blaze Blue was not originally a button masher. It was more driven, more combo driven. And if you didn't know what you were doing, Blaze Blue would be a very hard game. It's not something like you could jump in and have E Honda and do the 1,000 slides.
Why got to be E Honda?
Or Blanca with the electricity that can be kicked in the head and kicked out of.
Yeah, that's not an easy spam move like Eddie Gordo. You just, you know, like, but you said, if it either takes skills or it doesn't.
Correct.
You can get your gun jack on Tekken and just keep spamming the same power move over and over that you can't really block.
Correct. But this one is, it should be good. It should, like, I have a lot of faith in it, especially mm-hmm. for them to feel like it's worthy of Evo.
Well, I think just the cross tag battle aspect of it. I was streaming some Tekken 7 recently. That's my problem with this Tekken. Tekken tag tournament in general is so dope to me. When I play another Tekken that's not Tekken tag, it's like kind of a letdown. It feels like there's something missing now. So I'm curious to see how they're going to mesh with the tag battles and stuff like that.
Well, this isn't this is not the first one. Street Fighter did it with Tekken.
Right. Well, so tell me this, since you already bought the game. Mm-hmm. Is this cross tag battle as far as a true tag system in the game, or is that just in the name because you got all these characters from different places?
No, it is true tag.
Oh, okay. It's so, yeah. Tag. So generally speaking, I do like the tag. My favorite fighting game of all time is Marvel Super Heroes versus Street Fighter.
Okay.
So, you know, they have the tag aspect in that. So anyway.
Unbiased Dan.
What did you think of? Now, I know normally you don't like these type of trailers and these type of games. It's really flashy and mm-hmm. kind of crazy stuff going on the screen. But what did you think about this trailer?
Well, what's funny is I gave it the same score as Terrence, 6.2. But for different reasons. excuse me. I couldn't remember. I know this isn't the best way to rate something, but I couldn't remember if there was info. I didn't remember seeing it. So I was just go ahead and gave him a 5 just to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave the story a 5. Even though there's zero story, I was like, well, I'm gonna throw him a bone. You know, it is a fighting game, so there's really not much of a story usually anyway. So I don't know. I was just trying to anyway, but it got to a 6.2. It wasn't terrible. The graphics were okay. I thought this was an existing anime, but I didn't know for sure. And my notes were, it looks like an anime.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way it's drawn, but there's no story. There was no info. I was just like, man, it looks all right.
And most cross games have a general story. Just general in general. They have, especially it's like the whole, oh, I'm coming from a different reality. So it may actually be decent. But at the same point, because it is a fighting game, they want you to kind of jump in and start immediately playing. Well, sometimes you want a little bit more in fighting games. So we shall see what this gives us.
From the trailer, there may be a story, but from the trailer, you couldn't tell if there was a story.
Right. So, okay. So I gave it the highest score. That's weird. Because I just spent most of last year arguing with Mike B about these types of games, about how much I dislike them, and here we are, and I got the highest score on the podcast, 2018. Anyway.
Well, but it's not like it's that high either.
Man, this is my score so much higher than y'all's.
Well, and don't get me wrong, because I bought it because I wanted to play it.
Yeah.
And I think that it'll be good. The problem is because I wasn't able to give it a score because I know nothing about the story,
right,
that diminished it. Because hype-wise, looking at it, it looks wonderful. And then just at the end, I follow Ruby and I follow Persona. So those selected sets of characters I would normally use anyway. And I have played with Ruby. She's a slower because she has a scythe.
Yeah.
But
I saw that.
With the other characters, and they'll be in the other, so it's only Ruby and Weiss. So, and Weiss has the rapier.
Mm-hmm.
She's fast, faster than Ruby. So the game in itself it's going to be good. I just believe that until I know more of the story, it's just kind of
meh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hype graphic wise, the hype and the graphics were good. I like the anime style, so I like the music. Yeah. I just need more to put it all together.
All right, so let's jump on over to the Mario Tennis Aces for the Nintendo Switch. I think we actually watched the UK trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't. So let me, well, before we move on, I think that might have been a problem with the BlazBlue trailer. If you actually looked, Arc Systems put out like 30 different trailers for this game. So it was hard to find one. It seemed like they had a trailer for each character. They had a trailer for the story mode. They had a trailer for this and that, you know. So we went to the one that looked like it was just a general launch trailer. Not, you know, they had 5-minute, they have 10-minute trailers. It was just like, maybe they're doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
For Mario Tennis Aces, I could not find an American or U.S. trailer.
That's so weird how that happens.
Yeah, the one we saw that looked like it was a real trailer was just the Nintendo Direct reveal. And that was way too long. It showed you everything. So this one seemed to be a trailer, again, for the UK, starring Rafa Nadal, who just happens to be my favorite tennis player. So that works. But it was definitely weird. So him and Mario going at it, and he beat Mario in tennis. So I gave this trailer a 8.0. So my problem with this trailer is that it also did not show anything about a story. And from the previous, you know, trailers I saw from Nintendo Direct, it does have adventure mode is a big part of this game.
Okay.
But they didn't show it one time on the trailer. They were more focused on showing all of the special moves that you can do, which is cool. And then the fact that you can play it like you would on the Wii with the motion control.
Correct.
Which is cool. I'm glad it's there. Me personally, I don't care anything about that.
Not something you'll use.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I won't use it.
I would use that.
I won't use it at all.
And I think that gives it that party aspect.
Right.
Which is cool. I mean, and it's cool because if you ever come and the other person has a Switch as well.
Well, that's the part I was about to touch on. They spent more time, they didn't touch on the adventure mode, but they spent all this time showing you the motion control, which is okay. Then made it a point to tell you at the bottom of the screen, you can play this two-player with the motion control on, you know, local Wi-Fi with two systems. Yeah, that's doing too much for me in a trailer. Like, that's doing too much for the main trailer that you're putting out. Like, telling me that my friend can bring their Switch over also and we can connect on the Wi-Fi and play. There's no adventure mode. So that just threw me the wrong way. Like, I needed more. Graphics look good. Sound, I gave it a perfect 10 for the sound.
Okay.
They got me right at the end of the trailer. I don't know if y'all picked it up.
Mm-mm. What was it?
Y'all didn't notice what happened at the end of the trailer?
The signature?
The signature.
Like the marker?
Yeah.
Sound?
Yeah. But it was the Mario theme.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, it was dun 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 dun, but it was in the marker sound.
And I heard you laugh. I heard you were like, huh? And I didn't know what you were laughing at.
Yeah.
So, I didn't pick it up.
Oh.
I didn't pick it up.
Yeah, that was dope. So anyway, overall 8.0, same thing here. There wasn't a lot of info. It showed that it was on the Switch, so I gave it a slightly higher score than I did Blaze Blue. Story, non-existent, so I gave it the same score as I gave Blaze Blue. But overall, 8.0. So let's move over to
Unbiased Dan.
And let's see what she thinks about Mario Tennis Aces for the Switch.
So I gave it a 7.6.
Okay.
It looks really fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really a score based on everything, you know, how everything looked or whatever. It really was the info that brought it down because, okay, we could see it was on Switch, but when is it coming out?
Right.
Like there was just really, you know, so I only gave it a 5 for info. But it looks really fun. I like the music, love the graphics. If you've listened before, you already know I'm kind of prone to the big bubbly, what do we call it? Like cartoony,
colorful.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call it.
And it was very colorful.
It was very colorful.
Yeah.
Like when we looked at Puyo Puyo Tetris, like I loved those graphics.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I gave it a 7.6, but that sounds like a bad score, but I liked it. It looks fun. I like that you can play it like the Wii U. Like I would definitely use that, you know? So, I don't know. Looks fun.
All right. Looks fun. 7.6.
And I already love, I already love Mario, you know?
Oh, see, and I think I said this on the show before. My hate for Mario has been long, long, long ago, gone. Like Mario's so whack to me. I can't even...
What?
Yes. Yeah.
Mario's not whack.
Yeah, he's pretty whack.
Why?
Actually, so Mario became whack to me once Sonic came out. However, I did play Super Mario Brothers 3 after I played Sonic 2. So I had some mixed emotions going on in the early 90s, you know, because it's like Sonic is cool. Like you look up the word cool, you're going to see Sonic. Mario is not cool.
Like I don't feel like we've ever had this conversation. I did not know that you thought Mario was whack.
Yeah, he's whack. I mean, this plumber, this Italian, like, overweight plumber.
It's a Mario.
Yeah, with this little corny voice. Yeah, no.
But it's Mario. Mario is nostalgic.
But that's what everyone tells. That's what everyone says. But that doesn't mean, like, I have to like it just because that's what I used to play when I was a kid.
Mario is like Ash. He don't ever age.
Yeah.
He's always trying to do the same thing, say the princess.
Yeah.
Oh, Ash is with Pikachu all the time.
Same thing with Ash. There's nothing cool about Ash anymore, especially after he gave away like 50 of his Pokemon. Like, what are you doing? Like, what is the point? What are you doing here? Like, got to catch them all, but I'm going to catch them and release them. I don't understand.
I mean, I get it. And and my score was closer to yours.
Okay.
I did a 7.8. Now, all the music, the chibi feel, I guess maybe, you know, because Mario's like a chibi. He's just an Americanized version. He got the big head, little body.
Yeah.
I want this game. And I've seen more than the trailer actually has given us. And they have a, you know, the practice mode as well allows you to learn how to play. And even in the game, even in the trailer, it showed how he had like this little meter that says a percentage.
Right.
Percentage of his shot. Mm-hmm. How good it'll be if you go far, far right or far, far left.
Yeah, that looks cool.
So it looked like it'll have enough challenge to keep me. You know, and then they didn't, and then the trailer didn't give you the list of characters, but you know it's Mario. So,
yeah,
when I was growing up, I never really cared for Mario. I like Luigi.
Yeah.
And then they made Luigi scary, and then I stopped liking Luigi. Because in the first one, you had Mario and Luigi, and they both were the same. And then once they started giving games personalities, Luigi's scared of everything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Toad, little Toad, he's like the big guy. And so, towards the end, I started to go to like Bowser and Bowser Jr. because they have like that like villain, but like that happy villain. Like I'm going to punch you in the mouth, but I'm not really trying to kill you.
It's like a school bully.
Correct. Yeah. And the way that they showed that he moved, he used his shell to kind of like twist and turn to move across the tennis court. I'm interested. The hype for me was always there.
Yeah, my hype for this game is a 10.
Yes.
And regardless if it's Mario or not, one, they always put out high quality games.
Correct.
And two, the sport games are usually pretty solid and a lot of fun, especially like Mario Golf or the baseball, the tennis. Like this I've played them before and they're always fun.
Mario. The Olympics do very well.
Right.
Though you get them every 4 years or so. People like the Olympics. And then for you who likes Sonic,
they always work together. Well, hold on now. Liked Sonic.
Oh
now you don't like Sonic anymore?
No, I don't know.
You need all the blood and guts now.
You need to show some respect.
Put some respect on his name.
Sonic, put some respect on Jaleel White.
Sonic and Mario go way back. I recognize they're not like the first video games because we had Atari and everything else before that. But still, it was like the beginning of so much.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, a whole change in the way video games even were.
And if you think about it, Mario is to Nintendo as Master Chief is to Halo as Kratos is to PlayStation.
Kratos, PlayStation.
That's personal bias.
I don't know. I mean, but you got a shirt right now that's on that probably is a bigger mascot for PlayStation than Kratos.
We'll do that. I'm repping the Crash the Coot.
Yeah.
And Crash actually is going to multi-systems.
I know. So he'll I don't like that.
I mean, Nintendo, he was going to go. I think they would have. Sony and Nintendo work hand in hand sometimes. So I think he would have went to Switch regardless. But for him to go to the Xbox means that they're trying to branch out. And I'm not opposed to it.
I don't like it.
I'm not opposed to it. I would not get it for...
No.
Because I wouldn't need to because it was already out on the PlayStation. Now, I would get it for the Switch only for the ability to take it with me. That is one of the things that I love about the Switch. Grab and go.
But grab and go. I mean, I know the Vita is going away, but that ability with the Vita has always been there.
And I still have my Vita as well. It's going away, but not all the way. So basically, you can still get games for it.
But they stop production of the system.
Well, the production isn't the problem because you can still go out and get you one. I mean, you may have one with fingerprints all over the place, but you'll still be able to get new games. They just won't. Sony said that it is going to stop making first-party games. But there's a lot of companies that still make really, really good third-party games. You just have to find them. Because really right now, people are still crushing on Persona. Every time I see somebody, they're like, oh my God, Persona Golden. I'm not mad. It was a great game for the system. But handhelds have, and so let me say this, handhelds have normally been RPG based because you can put the system down and go off and do something else. What the Switch has made you do is you still have that opportunity, but they've given you better graphics. They've given you more. So sometimes you may not want to put it down. You may want to continue to play, and it gives you that ability to do that on the go.
So I did that when I first got the Switch. Oh, I'm not done playing, so let me take this in the bedroom with me. After that, no. Like, I have not played my Switch outside of the living room ever in life.
Oh, and I take it everywhere. I got my carrying case. I even had a Switch book bag because I like to travel. And when I am traveling, it gives me the opportunity to play games that the Xenoblade, the Has-Been Heroes, some of those, you know, the games that normally I wouldn't have a chance to play on my system, PS4 or Xbox One, it gives me the opportunity to play those on the go. And sometimes people gravitate to it. And so they see me play, oh, what's that game? Oh, that looks really cool. Let me play this game. So I'm not opposed to it. Like Mario Tennis really looks like it will. And like Ambazan was saying, that whole back and forth tennis, that looked awesome. Now, do I want to, usually you have to have another person.
Right, got to have another person. And from what I've seen on like the Nintendo Direct, I think there's only a few shots that you can actually do with the motion.
Oh, okay.
I think it's unlimited. But at the same time, like I said, I'm glad it's there. It's cool. Takes me back to the Wii because that's the almost retro now. You know?
So you have to have another person to do that? You have to have two people playing? Or what do you mean?
Well, what they were showing on TV, you had to have two people.
I wonder if you could play the system, though, like the computer, whatever.
You would think so, but who knows?
Yeah, we'll
see. Like I said, if there's limited shots, you might not want to play against the computer if you can only do four shots.
Right.
You'll get the beat down once you get to the higher levels. One last thing on Crash. Oodabaga. Okay. Anyway.
Oodabaga.
Yeah, she don't. Yeah.
What y'all talking
about? As he was spinning, that was what he would be saying.
Oh, well, okay. That guy. Not Crash, but
yeah. Oh, his little, the little witch doctor. Tiki,
yeah.
Tiki.
The little witch doctor mask.
Yeah. So, like we normally do.
Unbiased Dan.
Which game will we review on our next Essentials podcast?
Mario Tennis.
Mario Tennis.
That's what's up.
For sure.
For show.
For show.
All right. So I'm glad I already pre-ordered that.
Oh, good call.
So the only problem with that is it comes out so late in the month. I'm gonna do my Deadpool since I got my Deadpool shirt on just to make
Grumpy Bear
come out, you know. I'm gonna pull up this fourth wall right here. So we're gonna have to mess with our schedule a little bit because Mario Tennis comes out like in 2 weeks.
22nd.
Yeah. So it's kind of messing with our recording schedule. So we'll move some things around and make sure we have enough time to play it to give it a good review. So let's jump into
round two.
And let's talk about State of Decay 2. Only for Xbox One and PC, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
Hey, I have some facts if you'd like me to share.
What you got?
Okay. This is just a little bit of information about the game I wrote down. Released in May 2018, published by Microsoft Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, available on Windows and Xbox One.
Okay.
I didn't know this. I guess I should have known by the name, but sequel to the 2013 video game State of Decay.
Which I had never heard of, but okay.
Yeah, me neither.
And I had.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they made a physical copy for it and everything.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. Do you know, Terrence, what system that was on?
It was on Xbox One. Okay. I mean, and if you got the bonus, you got the... If you got the, then it came out with two versions. It came out with the regular one, was $39, and then it came out with the one that was $49, which actually came with the original State of Decay.
Okay.
She was asking about the first State of Decay.
Yeah, the 13, the original State of Decay.
I got it for the Xbox One, so I don't remember it being on.
Okay. I was just curious because I didn't know. And then it's open world zombie survival video game.
Mm-hmm.
And features co-op gameplay with up to three other players. That's just some little tidbits.
Did it...
I don't know what that means, but...
Did the next line say that it was trash?
No, it did not. Are you cheering your own... Or you're booing your own comment?
No, I'm not booing my comment. I'm booing the fact that they didn't say that it was trash.
Oh, okay. Oh, they should have said that.
Yeah. So...
Terrence.
This was the game that you chose. Last month, when we did our Essentials podcast, God of War, available now on Apple Podcasts app and SoundCloud.com. What you got?
So
what you got? Come on with it.
So here's what I'm gonna say.
Okay.
My scores aren't very good. But I'll explain why.
Okay.
Overall, I gave it a 5.9.
Whoa. Wish I had a cheer button.
Let me tell you why I gave it a 5.9. Because in reality, before I go into my scores, I will beat this game or attempt to beat this game.
Okay.
But what happened is, I'm going to use this word today, and I don't use it that much for games.
Street booty.
I didn't make it street booty. Because in reality, I really liked the aspect. The one thing that kind of threw me is it had a dying light effect, and that was one of the things that kind of bothered me. When you have weapon deterioration,
mm-hmm.
that takes a lot from me. I don't have a problem going and finding multiple weapons, but if I'm in the heat of a battle and my bat breaks or my knife loses the ability to cut, I have a problem.
Well, that was part of my issue with Zelda.
Okay. So basically, the real word that I want to use for this game is tedious. And let me explain why.
Yeah.
The aspect of a game is to start a colony. And to start, once you get past the first initial portion, you need to set up a camp, base, and basically live it out. That's not a problem. But once I had to set up a garden for my food, once I had to set up a med site to make my medicine, once I had to go to sleep for my characters, it became tedious. So that doesn't mean that I won't finish or play, but in reality, most of us in today's society, we work. Or we do something that won't allow us to play games all day. And because of that, like when I would come back, my morale would be down because I wouldn't have enough food. Or my truck would be all broken down and I wouldn't have enough supplies to do stuff because the way that the game is set up, in order for you to do anything, you must go out and be a hunter and gatherer. So which makes it more tedious. It's not, and let me say this again, it's not Left 4 Dead where you're just bashing zombies in the head. It is a life game. So it's almost like Sims zombies.
Right. Yeah. It's like work.
And that's what kind of drew me away. So my scores or whatever, for my scores and my graphics, I gave it an 8 because the graphics weren't bad. The characters, they weren't bad either. I gave it an 8 as well. My menu design, I gave it a 7. And I probably should have gave it like a 5. And the reason why is because there is no real true menu design. The menu comes up. Oh, and even when you take stuff back to your base, you got to go and sit it on the floor. And then you got to go and work it through that. Oh, no. So that wasn't great either. Now, my music total, sound effects. You're going to get sound effects regardless. And I gave it a 7. My stage music and my menu music, I don't remember menu music.
I think it was some kind of weird country sounding stuff. I mean, my menu music, I gave it a 5 because I'm not down with the country.
And I don't mind country.
I can't get down.
I was listening to Rascal Flatts yesterday. So I'm not opposed to country music, but not in my video games. my voiceovers, I didn't think they were that bad. I give it a 6. My AI difficulty, and here's where we go. When your character... wanders off into a horde of zombies like he is just randomly drifting out into that, and you're trying to fight a horde too, and he's not helping you. That's bad AI.
Yeah.
And when he dies, it affects, it kind of affects your game, but
well, it greatly affects your camp.
Right, but because you can get other characters, but if you lose somebody, it does affect your camp.
A negative 25 morale drop.
Yeah.
Like, it's not permanent, but it lasts for a while.
And you have to get it back up. And not even so much that. You get me minus that 25, then minus you ain't got no food.
Yeah.
Then
a pipe
minus
burst,
you ain't got no drugs.
And then this, you ain't got no medicine. So-and-so sick. All of a sudden, and everybody's all sad and depressed.
So it's almost like, that's why I say, the word again is tedious. Now, once we got to the story, there is no story.
No.
But it's the apocalypse. It's zombies. So you ain't got to have no story. So I was okay with that. And then like just the kind of, the mechanics weren't bad. The controls weren't bad. But here's the problems with the controls. If your weapon breaks after 5 swipes, it don't matter if your controls are excellent or not. It's still going to be a problem. And then you can't shoot zombies because of the noise.
Right.
And then you got, so it became tedious. And even, here's the last one, the last comment I'll make on the game is, when somebody jumps in, if they haven't played up to where you are, there is nothing to help them understand what's going on. Nothing. Because they jump into your story. So they're like, wait a minute, what am I doing?
But at the same time, do they really need to know what's going on? I mean, since there is no true story, we're going over here to clear this infestation.
But see,
or we're going over here because Billy Bob done stole one of my sacks, so we got to go kill him.
Okay.
So just follow the markers.
Okay, but hold on.
You know,
here's where the problem lies with that one. When the game starts, there are 3 different locations. The friend that I play with, he was on the other side of the map. He was like, "What is this?"
Mm-hmm.
So the markers aren't the same. They're playing just get in the truck, let's go. Well, sometimes people don't want to play like that. They want to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And even if there's not anything to know, there should be. And so I'm going to finish this game because I paid $50 for this game. So I'm going to get my money's worth. But I'll only play it if I play with somebody.
I don't think you will ever be able to get your money's worth out of this game.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I had such high hopes. I did. Because I wanted a zombie game where I could kill zombies, but it wasn't just meaningless run up and smash you in the head. But what they did was like, oh, you don't have to worry about that. You can go out here and plant, find these seeds, Johnny Acorn, and make you a garden. I don't want to make no garden. And I don't want to have to worry about sleep deprivation because that messes with your stamina. So now you have basically made this my second or third job. This game is now a job.
Right.
And that's what the tedious portion came in. So I think that I'll do better if I play with someone because we're both working to get everything we need to. Plus, I don't like car games. So, like I was saying before, my door is off on my car. The hood is off. My car is barely making. And you got to go and get gas. Because if you don't get gas,
it's not just you have to go get gas. You got to take gas with you if you're going somewhere.
Correct. And put it in the trunk.
So, you got to think ahead.
And if you don't put everything in the trunk, your bag can't. That's another thing. And at the very beginning, you can only carry 6 things. Before your bag is like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Full.
So, I guess, I mean, we're pretty much on the same page with everything, except for the mechanics. To me, the mechanics were horrible. The game was way, way, way too glitchy. When I did play online with some friends from work, their idea, well, at least one of the guys, their idea of a good time with this game was not to, you know, let's go search and let's go kill zombies and let's go clear these hordes or let's go fight something that's really hard because we got 3 or 4 of us here. It wasn't that. It was, look how many different ways I can get the truck stuck in the side of a mountain or in the side of a house or look, I'm stuck right here. There's nothing there. That kind of stuff. Let me see how many glitches I can find because it's funny to me. So he was just enjoying himself and I'm just shaking my head like this is terrible. This is trash.
I got my truck stuck between two other trucks and in order to get it out, I had to barrel roll. How can you barrel roll between two trucks?
Do a barrel roll. Yeah.
So it was glitchy. It was glitchy.
One thing I will say about the glitches, and I didn't continue to play it to figure out if they actually fixed it. They put out a 20 gig patch, or they said they put out a 20 gig patch. I couldn't confirm. I think we talked about this already. I don't know if my stuff was on auto download or not, so I don't know if I got the patch. But the list, and it was a very long list of glitches that they supposedly fixed in the game. I was happy to see it, but I was already done with the game. I'm like, I'm not playing this no more.
Too little, too late.
Yeah, too little, too late. I mean, these glitches were so apparent. It wasn't like some glitch you had to go to the corner of the map and press XX and Y, and then it does something weird. No, it wasn't like that. It was simple stuff. At your camp, it shows that the door is open, and I try to run through it, getting chased by zombies. But guess what? The door is actually closed, but on the game, it's showing that it's open. So I'm trying to run through an open gate that's not open. Here come the zombies. They catch me. Now I need to try to open the gate now. Getting clawed up. Now I'm infected. Now I got to go through all that crap. It's like, come on, man. All because of one glitch in the game. Like, is this open? Is this not open? The ladder. Did you have any issues with the ladders? There wasn't a button to click to start your descent down the ladder.
No, it was not.
It just said press the left thumbstick. So sometimes I would press the not press it down, mm-hmm. not click it, but just press forward. So sometimes I would do it and it would start the normal animation and they would start climbing down the ladder. Other times it would not, and I would just fall off the top of some off the top of a building or the top of a billboard.
But we couldn't die, could we?
I think so. I mean, I never did. Oh, okay. But my thing is, like you said, once you're being limited on resources, now I have to go find a way to heal myself. I think it took like 5 of your medical supplies back at your base to heal you once you had a broken leg or a concussion or whatever happens when you fall off of a billboard. All because of a glitch in the game. Not because I actually ran and tried to be Spider-Man and jumped off a billboard. Like, I fell off the billboard because I did what they told me to do and the animation didn't start to climb down the ladder. Then all my other That's people, funny. What do? Just like goats on the mountain. They just started jumping off the cliff too.
Oh my God.
And I was just like,
so I will give it that. The AI was horrible. That was horrible. But maybe they fixed it. Maybe that was part of the fix.
But so I hope you have a better experience when you continue to play it. This will get no more burn from me.
So let me say this, the last two first party games that I've played on this system have been glitchy and horrible. This one I had such high hopes because the State of Decay 1, even though it had a cult following, because I mean you want to set up camp and you want to do things. We just don't want it to be so tedious. And I get it. You want a game. You want to give us a game that is not finished in a day. But I don't want a game that takes 7 months to play.
Well, it's kind of what we talked about on the God of War podcast when I made the statement of I don't want real life stuff in my game. I don't want to work. And then all of a sudden the next game we play was like that times 10. Like, because we talked about the bond and the raising of the little boy and stuff like that. That sounds like work to me. You know, I don't have kids, but I felt like I had one playing this game, God of War, you know, and boy. And now this was
God
like,
was awesome.
Like you said, God, like you said, Sims.
Survival Sims.
Yeah. You could have easily slapped the Sims name on this. And nobody would have known the difference. You could have said Sims Zombie Edition. And here we go.
Right. Right.
The only thing I didn't like about playing online is that you can't not that I'm down with trying to control what people do, but you can't control what people do. So, like you said, don't shoot guns. I'm shooting guns. Not me, but other people. So now they're attracting more zombies. And we're just out here just like, what are we doing? Then, go ahead.
Talk about the friendly fire, because there is friendly fire when you play.
Is there?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really pay attention.
It doesn't kill you. But it, like, if you're in the middle of a battle and somebody shoots, trying to shoot the zombie, and they shoot you, it will stun you, and it can even knock you down.
I would expect that from this game, from what I played from it, because I mean, that makes sense. You would have friendly fire, and you know, the other thing is what I noticed is depending on who you play with, they have different rules. So I got into this match with some of my friends, and I found some sacks, and I found all this other stuff, right? Oh, say, bro, you got to put that in the trunk. That's for him, because we're playing on his profile.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, what am I doing here? Like, I get that you rank up. Not rank up, that's not the right word. You get bonus points, right? So if I'm playing, I dropped in on Terrence's profile. Terrence over there choking. He's infected.
My bad.
So if I drop in on Terrence's profile, every time we go do something, it's worth a certain amount of points. I have to get to 200 points while I'm in his session, and then I unlock a reward for myself once I go back to my game. So I get that. And there was no real way for you to even drop off the sack at the house. Apparently what you had to do is go to one of their bases and have the sack on that person and then swap characters. So then that they would take the sack home for you. But they were like, nah, you need to put that in the trunk. Put that in the trunk. Put that in the trunk too. Like everything you find, put in the trunk. And I'm like, okay, that's cool, but now I got to play this awful game some more.
Just to get my stuff.
On my profile, for y'all to come join and help me. Like, it's like too much like work. I would have liked somehow if my progress or my storyline would have been going on their map. I don't need to necessarily teleport to them to do what they're doing. I would have liked to just been at my home base as one of the AI, hey, can you help me over here? Then I could have been one of those people saying, hey, can you come help me over here? And then other people that were playing could come to my camp. And I still had my story going on. They had their story going on. And we could have decided to do some things together. I can help with his story. They can help with mine. I would have liked that better.
Okay.
Because I think at one point, trial and error, my friend was just like, go ahead and go drop that off at the house and come back and get me. So I got in the car. Nope, it teleported him to where I was at. So it was like, you didn't have a choice but to play with the people, the game that you joined in. Like, you have to go wherever they go. And I was kind of disappointed with that. I kind of just wanted to be able to do whatever and then go back to my home base and put stuff I found in my home base, but now I gotta give it to him. Like, no, I don't want to give it to you. Don't want to give it to you. Voiceovers. I got a little note here. I think I got used to it, unfortunately, but it had that Shenmue delay, and I was like, "What is this? Like, it is 2018. This is ridiculous. This is not 1998. It's not 1999. This is not the Dreamcast. Like, what are y'all doing?" Like, what?
Are you talking about when, like, they were talking to each other or having the that kind of delay? What's a Shenmue delay? I don't know what that is.
What? It's what I just did right there.
Oh, okay. I was like, why are you just looking at me? Okay.
You see the interaction happening, but no one's speaking.
Yeah. I know. Okay.
And I'm asking you a question, and then there's like this 4-second pause before I start answering the question.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And I was just like, this, it's laughable. Like, it's so bad. It was funny, but then it wasn't funny because it's like, I went and spent money on this.
Well, and it can upset you. But one of the other options is, and what I've learned by learned about first party games that come out on Microsoft, you can do the Game Pass for $10 and play it for the month. And then if you feel like it is not great or not good, as is Sea of Thieves or State of Decay, you can be done with it. So,
yes, I mean, it's just a new blockbuster. It's a new way to rent a game.
Correct.
And try and it out.
It's a renter. It's a week one renter and let go after week one.
Yeah. But see, I knew that. I gave it a poor score for the trailer, but y'all still made me play this.
What? I had high hopes because the original did very well. So I'm thinking like, okay, instead of the K2, zombies and smashing them in the head and shooting them with guns. Oh, no, now they hear the gun. Now I hear this, scrah! And then like a horde of zombies come at me. And there's like a 275-pound zombie. I done ran like to the opposite side of the map and he's keeping up with me. Okay, so then we'll have a problem with that.
Yeah.
So,
just to run down some of my stuff, because I haven't given my score yet. Graphics, my score is actually higher than I thought it would be. I felt like I was being generous when I did this. I was being nice. But the overall for the graphics, I gave it a 7.33. The characters were weird. If you looked at their faces, they had like some decent detail in the face, but everything else was just kind of, plain and bland. Menu design, sometimes it was hard to maneuver through the menus. I don't know it's just like, okay, I think I got it down, I go click this and this, but then like next time I try to do it, like I couldn't figure it out. I was like what did I click again? The game did do a good job of constantly telling you what you needed to press and when. It kind of started getting on my nerves, but then it didn't. Because it did help at some points. Because it's like, oh, okay. Because I don't remember. Because people had special moves. I don't know if you unlocked any, but once you ranked up your abilities, you could have special moves. But there was a very, very specific way that you had to do the special moves, and it didn't. The buttons weren't the same type of buttons that you would play without doing the special moves. I don't know if any of this makes sense, but it was just. I would rather it just have been pressed down on the D-pad to do your special versus no, you have to do these combinations of buttons while you're fighting for your life to do your special. And they weren't the same, if I'm not mistaken. They were not the same. So your special for this guy might be hold RB and press X. The other one might be hold RB and press Y. So it was kind of like, what?
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 Music, like I said in the trailer, sound effects, clip art machine, basic music, stage music was fine. One thing I did not like about this game, and I talked to a friend about this, as far as let me go back to the graphics real quick. Apparently, playing on the 4K TV was a lot more difficult than playing on your standard HD TV. I could not see a thing at night. Now I know you can adjust all that, but at the same time, you can adjust on any game. I'm not just trying to light up a cave that I'm not supposed to see. I'm not supposed to be able to see in a cave. I'm not saying they have caves on this game. I'm just saying, generally speaking,
right.
You can light up any game, but this was very, very difficult to play at night. And anybody who knows anything about zombie games, they become more aggressive at night. So it was very difficult to play.
Because you need to be able to see.
But, that added a bit of difficulty or challenge to it. So, I was okay. But like I said, my friend that didn't have a 4K TV, he was like, I can see everything just fine. Like, I don't know.
Well, he could, but I couldn't. And maybe it's because I wore glasses or what. Because when it was dark, it was dark.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see nothing. So I would kind of wait. I mean, I could see the silhouette of my character, but I was running a lot at night and I wasn't trying to stay, or I would try to wait until it was daytime to kind of try to.
Yeah, that's how I got to at the end of the game. I said, this is not even worth it. With the limited resources I have, it's not even worth it for me to go out and do anything at night.
Correct.
So I just stay in the house. And that'll be the time that I build my gardens and put people to work, even though they should have been asleep. So, gameplay. We talked about the AI a little bit. Replay value, low, 6. And that I think that's the part where I was being nice. Like, it's because it's not really a 6. Like I said, I this is what I said about the trailer. I would never, ever, ever play this game. And now that we have it, I will probably never, ever, ever play it again. So
I will play it again. Now, let me interject one little piece into this. Something that kind of peed me off.
Uh-oh.
So.
Oh.
Grumpy Bear.
Uh-oh.
You have 4 couples.
Okay.
And the first set of couples, the brother and sister, the brother and the sister,
mm-hmm.
stats were horrible.
Yeah.
Horrid. The only thing he was good at is being a mechanic. Now, if that ain't all, it was so much wrong with that. Now, all the other couples, they had great stats. They were able to fight. They were able to use a gun. They were able to do so much. So the brother and sister, you had to work harder to get your stats up.
Hmm.
So you want to build up your endurance? You got to run. You want to build your fighting stats up? You got to just sit there and fight and almost die a lot of the times. Well, because when I played, you start off with the sister because the brother is infected.
Mm-hmm.
There were 4 or 5 times where I had got swamped by zombies because I couldn't fight.
Yeah. So I think I started off with Cole. I think he's the Asian guy.
See, that you're making me play a certain way because the stats weren't.
But what I will say is I'm wondering if it started you off or at maybe an easier location also.
You got to choose your location. So that's not going to make it. That's not going to cut it. If you give me a game, give everybody the stats across the board. Now, if you're saying that was to change the difficulty?
Well, this is what I'm saying. You had the choice. You can go, up in the woods or somewhere else or somewhere like near the city.
Uh-huh.
So if you got a mechanic, then maybe I should start off near the city because there might be more vehicles there and I can fix it and then I can just run everybody over. I don't really need to fight.
Again.
Just saying.
If you give me a brother and a sister, but they can't fight, there's a problem.
Well,
if they can't use a gun, that's a problem.
But
if you give me a mechanic, and he wasn't even high stat mechanic, he was like a 3, so he could do minimal on the call, and you couldn't use him in the beginning anyway because he got bit. So that was a jab. And I think it was a low jab because nobody really paid attention to it. They just didn't use them because their stats were horrible.
But at the same time, how would you be feeling if they did have the fighting and the stamina and cardio and the gun use? Would you be saying, oh, this is typical, stereotypical?
No, I wouldn't.
I would.
No.
It was like, oh, of course. Of course he knows how to run fast. Okay. Like,
he didn't have no endurance either.
Well, I'm just saying, if they would have given him a more useful trait that would have been a stereotype, I would have had a problem with that.
If you want to go in this direction, well, let me build my own character the way I want to. Just start my own.
Yeah, stats. I mean, that was definitely weird that you had to choose from these different things. And then I feel like these people can. So let me ask you this. I don't know if you know this or not. Let's just say brother and sister both die. Is it game over? Or can you now play with Betty that you found at the gas station? Terrence?
Say that question one more time.
Oh, Lord.
I had a moment of old age.
Okay. So, rewind. If you're playing with brother and sister, and somehow you get them both killed, is it game over, or can you play with Betty that you recruited from the gas station?
You can play with Betty you recruited from the gas station. Actually, everybody can die. I mean, because you're constantly getting people to join. So the original two people you started with can die. And since they didn't give the brother
and sister,
there you go. And church, preach. Because I didn't give him anything. I think the brother died because that's what happened. So I had the brother and the sister. The brother died because the way the game is set up, you have to go and get the first heart within a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. I wanted to explore.
Oh, so you let him die.
Well, no, I didn't let him die.
You let him die. The mission said, go get this thing so you can make the cure, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You got to go do X, Y, and Z to get the cure to save the brother.
I spent $40 on this game, so let me do what I do in the time that I want to do, which is another thing. There are certain things in a game that you have to do within a certain amount of time, and they don't say 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
So you don't know
minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just looked one day at the map, and he was dead, and it was a tombstone behind the sister.
And
so,
well, that plus all these people asking for help. And if you don't go help them, guess what? They get mad at you.
The morale goes down?
No, there's other survivors in different locations.
Oh, okay.
And you can help them. And once they become friendly, you can try to recruit them to come alongside and be with you.
You're right.
But they always asking for something. Hey, y'all got some food? Y'all got some extra slices of pizza over there? Y'all got this? Y'all got that? Come bring it to me. So one, sometimes they're far away and it's dangerous to even get to them. And two, like you said, if you don't do it within the time limit, which they don't tell you the time limit, they're like, forget it. Forget you.
And now, like, I don't have pizza right now.
And now they're mad at you.
Yeah.
And that's not good. So I didn't get to a point where I had multiple different things mad at me, you know, places mad at me. But I would assume that if I would have tried to go by there, if they were mad at me, Grand Theft Auto 3 style, they might start shooting at me. I don't know, though. I didn't make them that mad. They just went from friendly to neutral and back and forth. So I didn't, you know, they were never mad at me, enemies or anything like that. But again, I would assume that they start busting cap. I don't know. I don't know. But my overall score for this game, 6.55.
You did better than I did.
Again, I felt like I was being nice. Just breaking down the scores, it came out to be a 6.55. But generally speaking, that's a failing score. Regardless if it's, you know, kind of high.
Yeah, no, it failed.
It's still a failing score. And guess what? I don't play games like that. I don't play no 6.55. I ain't got time for that. Don't have time for that. So what I did, since I wasn't playing it anymore, hey.
Unbiased Dan.
Go ahead and play this real quick and tell me what you and tell me what you think about the game. Since she's the one who actually picked it for us to play, I'm just saying. So I had to let her in on the fun and all the action, right? So what did you think about it when you played it?
Well, from playing it just myself, you know, I don't play it very long because I'm not very, you know, good at these type of games anyway. So it takes me forever. You know, I got in the car and it took me 5 minutes literally to get it parked, a quarter of a mile away.
Somehow she found a car like two blocks away from the house.
Really?
Yeah. So I said,
a nice car.
A nice car too. All the doors. Really? I think it might have been a two door, so that's limited on space.
Okay.
Probably had a small trunk because they had different trunk sizes too.
Did they?
Yeah. And you had different stamina for the cars. So if you had a little Toyota Corolla,
oh, it's gonna be a problem.
Once you run over 10 zombies, it's gonna start smoking. As opposed to the truck, right? Truck you can run over by 15, 20, 30 before.
Tedious.
Yeah. So what I did was I found a location that was near the house, and I set a marker for her to go and, hey, go go check out this house. I knew there was going to be maybe one or two zombies there. And there was things that needed to be searched. But on her way there, like I said, two blocks away from the house, I don't know why I never saw this car. I don't know who was rolling through my neighborhood and I didn't know about it. But she found the car.
Yeah, I jumped in. It took me 5 minutes to figure out how to drive the car. Not drive as in just press the RB or whatever, right. But like, I'm like, well, how do you steer this? You know, it was just kind of confusing. I will say from a gameplay footage, it wasn't very difficult for me. And I liked that. It did tell me what buttons to push because mm-hmm. I need that because I'm not as familiar. And I liked that I could kill the zombies pretty easily. Like right. It didn't take much effort. It was like X, 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 X. Okay. They're dead.
Right.
Which is good for me because I get frustrated real easily, you know, and I didn't want to die because it was like for real death. But let me just go back to, so I don't have a lot to say on just playing. It was okay. But mm-hmm. from watching you play it, mm-hmm. I have a lot of feelings.
Uh-oh. We don't have a grumpy and button.
No, but, you know, I was very excited about this game. I had very high hopes for this game. Mm. It looked just like Fallout 4 to me as far as the way that it played. The interaction with the different people. You got gardening. You got your little, not village, but your little... whatever, you yeah. know,
your campsite or yeah. camp or whatever.
Right. You had the morale, you had building weapons. It was just like Fallout 4 to me, except zombies. So when you first started playing it, I was into it. I was paying attention. I'm like, okay, there's a story here. They're talking to each other. So-and-so was infected. We got to figure out, let's get out of here because we got to do this. And I'm really like in tune, like, okay, what's going to happen? I like this. There's a story building. There's character development here. And then it just was like boring. I don't know. It just got like, it just died real fast. And it looked so raggedy. It just looked like such a low budget version imitation of Fallout. The graphics were just real basic. The interaction with other players was basic. That delay that you were talking about, I was like, what is happening here? Mm-hmm. And then I got excited because I thought, oh, it gives you options. You know, when you're going to talk to somebody, do you want to say this, this, or this? And I was like, at first I was like, okay, cool. This is cool. We had this on Fallout. But it was just, but then I kept trying to talk to him and Genesis over there like, you don't really got to talk to him that much. I kept trying to like force a conversation.
So, I mean, you actually going up to try to talk to people actually saved your life because when I went out, I don't know about you, Terrence, but I didn't take anybody with me. I'm solo dolo. I don't need your help. Just give me my truck, give me my car, even if it's the Corolla, and I'm heading out. Period. I don't need your help. But what she did was she just started going around the house talking to people. And so the first option they give you was to enlist a follower. So she brought some dude with her who was actually doing all the killing.
He did. He killed everybody for me.
Yeah. While she was in there searching the boxes. So it actually saved your life. So
it did kind of work. I got lucky. I found the cool car. I enlisted this guy and he did all the hard work. I was just collecting items while he was, you know, doing whatever, protecting me basically. But yeah, I got bored real quick. I was just like,
it's a pretty boring game.
This isn't what I thought. Like, I don't even feel like watching this. I don't even feel like watching you play it. You're doing all the work and I'm just not interested.
So let me ask you a question here. Did you ever play Sims?
No. I know what it is, but I never played it.
I played it. I liked Grandma in the bedroom. I did.
Okay.
And you liked Grandma in the bedroom? Locked.
And she locked. Died.
Oh.
Did I make it to where she died or nah, it, I mean, you know why you lock Grandma in the bathroom. I mean, in the bedroom. Then she can't get to the bathroom.
Huh?
And she can't get to the bathroom.
I mean, I heard you, but what does that even mean?
Then she just pees on the floor in the bedroom.
Gross.
Because Sims is reality based.
Okay.
And this one tried to be reality based. It has those aspects, but it just when it failed, it failed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe I would have liked this more if I had not. We haven't been through the whole Fallout 4 thing, but now my radar? Your expectation level is so high. And I know, Genesis, you don't even think much of Fallout 4. Didn't even think the graphics were that great.
It's way better than this game.
Right. But generally speaking, you didn't even think that was that great.
No.
I thought it was awesome. Especially after Zelda comes out, and it's like, what? This is whack compared to Fallout 4. There's just a scroll. Nobody talks to each other for real. I was like, no. I guess it's just preference on what you like, but...
Well, but at the same time, I think everyone, for you to accurately rate games, even though people have their own opinions, for you to accurately rate games, you have to have something to compare it to.
Yeah.
So if that's your version of a 10, then Fallout 4, then...
Right.
Then that's the barometer there.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I'm real hard on stories because, you know, my favorite game is Final Fantasy VII. So you can miss me with, boy, you can miss me with all that mess. That was some nonsense. Anyway. Boy. Yeah. Like I said, my thoughts on the game, it was boring. It was glitchy. Tedious is a good word for it that Terrence used. It was like work. It was a chore. There were chores to do that you would assign people to do. And it would sometimes affect their morale. If you had them doing too many chores, or if you had them do a specific chore that they didn't think that you should be doing, or all that kind of stuff. All the decisions. Then you had the managed personalities. They would get into fights and they would fight each other. And then you couldn't really do anything to fix that. Except for time, or you send somebody out on a suicide mission. And that's the other thing too. The decisions that you did have in the game, I didn't really take them seriously. Because it's like, hey,
unbiased Dan
wants us to give them some food. And then
Terrence
is like, oh no, like keep our food right where it's at, right? And then I have this decision to make. So if I give the food, Terrence gonna be mad. And if I don't give the food, then unbiased Dan's gonna be mad. To me, I didn't really care. I'm trying to recruit as many people. That was my thing on the game. So I'm going to give the food. If you don't like it, you can, you know, I bust these caps. Like, I can just take care of you. I can just end you right now. I can either end you on the game, I can kick you out the house, or I can just send you on a suicide mission. Like, it's something crazy on the other end of the map that I know I shouldn't probably be doing. Come on. I'm gonna switch to you, and we're gonna go do this. And when you die, I don't really care.
And that's how I felt about the game.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care.
Didn't care.
And that's not how I should have felt for the game that I had high hopes for. Now, like you said, they had a patch. Maybe they patched it up. I don't like the fact that if I have a game and I choose not to play for three or four days, when I come back, we ain't got no food, all the flowers are dead, and that's not really what I want out of a game.
Oh, wow. So it was like real time? It treated it like if you don't play it?
If when you can come back right now, my morale is horrible.
Oh, wow. That's
so
whack.
So now I will have to work harder to get my morale back up, which is why I kind of like, even though three or four is always better. So like, I'll invite a friend of mine to play, we'll play. And then I have another friend and see if he wants to play, cause he also has Game Pass, and we'll just play to catch up.
Yeah. You spend a whole day just fixing morale in your house. Cause this person wants some water. This person thinks we need some more food. So now you got to go explore in these places. And what's happening while you're exploring? The hordes are now infesting other buildings that you have already cleared out. And guess what? Once they infest those buildings, now other people have problems with that. So now you got to clear those out. So you spend one day gathering supplies to fix them around. Then you spend the next day, I'm talking real time, just clearing out hordes of infestations and houses. Then the third day, maybe you can go finally help that person. Oh, wait, they mad at you now because you didn't give them food 2 days ago because you were too busy trying to get your own morale up.
So then you make up with them, and then you go back and the morale's down again because you haven't been doing anything at the house.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Because when I would go out to help those people, give them food, give them a sack of food or do whatever, people at the house start fighting.
Yeah.
Biting each other and whatever, scratching. You know. And I was just like, this is, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
I do not have time for this.
It caused a lot of, or like a like I run into a house, I'm running from a zombie, and I close the door. The zombie opened the door.
Right.
Zombies don't open doors.
And that's my thing. If the zombie got through the door, that door needs to be damaged.
It's not.
They just open the door.
And sometimes they'll stand there and look at you, and you'll be like, you know what? I won't play today.
Yeah, I've done that. I've loaded it up. Oh, I'm about to play. Oh, I'm going to stream. So maybe that might be part of why I have not been streaming. This would have been the game that I was streaming, and I did stream it a little bit. I loaded up, and I get to that title screen with that country music and the slow loading times, and I'm just like, you know what? I don't feel like playing this. And that happened like day after day after day, where I was just like, I don't feel like playing this anymore. The only thing that I did like about it when I streamed it was talking on the headset with two or three other people that came through on the stream. So that's more lively interaction for a stream as opposed to just sitting there watching me sit on the couch and play Tekken. Any final thoughts about this? Because this is how bad the game is to me. I feel like I don't know how much time we've just spent talking about it. I feel like that was a waste of time, just like the game.
Well, we all seem to agree on this one.
Yeah.
It was whack.
It was pretty whack. This is what I would like to see going forward with this game, though. Because, again, the premise, I like it. I like what it tried to do. How about we do some Burnout 1 and 2? You know what happened with Burnout? They sold their series to EA. And at the time, EA was actually doing good things with games. And all of a sudden, you got Burnout 3 and you got like some really good games to come out the next 5 years with the Burnout series. Whoever's making this, sell your rights to this game to somebody else.
Yeah.
Sell your rights so they can take it and put the TLC and the money that it needs to be, and they can make a great game out of it. Because as of right now, this is trash. And my suggestion to people out there, don't buy this. Don't do it. Do not do it. Don't buy this game.
And the crazy thing about it is this. Out of the last three games that they have made or have come out of the production studios, the best game that I've played was $20. And that was Cuphead.
Oh, yeah? Cuphead looked dope. Like I never played Cuphead. The graphics I saw on Cuphead, even though they were completely different, were better than these graphics.
Correct.
$20, huh?
$20.
The weird thing for me about this game was that almost everybody on my friend's list was playing it. And I'm like, I don't get it.
But you weren't going to buy God of War either.
No.
If it was just up to you.
No, but God of War is 50 million times better than this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, sometimes you kind of beat to a different drum anyway.
What are you trying to say? Trying to say I'm weird?
No. You're usually in the minority on the games that you would play, it seems like, or not play.
But this is why.
Yeah.
Because people be playing some trash.
Yeah.
And hopefully, like I said, hopefully it doesn't fall to the level of No Man's Sky.
You've talked about this before on the podcast. I don't know what you're talking about. I saw it the other day in the clearance section at my local gaming store, but I don't know anything else about it.
No Man's Sky is comparable to Deadpool 2.
Also, Street Booty. So it's a good game.
So it's really funny?
It's a comedy?
Street Booty. Hot garbage, trash.
So I like how, I know it's apples to oranges, but I like how you say State of Decay 2 is not as bad as Deadpool 2, but you gave Deadpool 2 a higher score. I would drop my mic, but it's attached to a boom. So it's a boom mic, so I can't drop it. I'm just saying. So this is going to be a quick round. We're going to move on to
round three.
And we're going to talk about some achievements real quick with this game specifically. If you like achievements, if you just like to play a game and Everything you do and touch, you get an achievement for. State of Decay 2 is the game for you. I got so many achievements on this game, and I'm looking at my percentage of how much I actually unlocked, and it's ridiculous. It's showing that I unlocked 31 out of 62 achievements.
50%.
50%.
And you didn't even play it that much.
No, I didn't. I think I played 14 hours.
Oh, four more than I did.
Yeah. It was just under 14 hours. So I played 14 hours and got half the achievements in the game. So, because like I said, when I play the game, like Terrence said, he want to explore and all that. I'm not trying to explore.
You're trying to get stuff done.
I'm trying to get stuff done.
And get you like the achievements.
Yeah, I mean, and when I play things, like I do enjoy getting my achievements.
I don't care about no achievements. I care about gameplay. And as you don't, because you solo dolo, I like to play with other people, which is why
they're making up too much noise. Them zombie screamers coming out. You up there revving, you beeping your horn and stuff. Nah, I ain't got time for that.
And you know what? And I'm not, in that game, I wasn't like that, but I don't know. Like, this one just lost me earlier than most. Because when the friend that I was playing with, I was like, yeah, we got a game. We're going to come and kill zombies. And yeah, first time that gun, pshh, here come a horde.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. No, man. No. No. And then the truck with the truck and the book bags and the limited ability. And so I'm pretty sure everybody's heard of Walking Dead. Everybody's seen some of Walking Dead. If I want to put something in my bag, I can put it in my bag. Or I can find a way to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
In this game, you didn't have that option. You had to either go put it in the trunk or it just tedious.
Yeah.
So I did like the option in the game, though, when you did put everything in your trunk. When you parked it in a designated parking spot, I don't know where you were at, but my house had two of them. You parked it in the parking spot.
Yeah.
You could go to the trunk and then you could just dump everything into your home camp without having to pull it out and run it back in and run back out. There's an option to do that.
Okay.
So you just go to the trunk and it shows you what's in the trunk. It has to be in the parking spot, though. It has to be parked right. And at the top left corner of your screen, it'll say parked.
Okay.
And then you go in there, got your bags, got your wrench, and I picked up this and that. And I think you just press R trigger.
And everything will go
RT. Well, you have to do each one. So you can't just do it all in one swoop, but RT and then it'll all dump it in your inventory for you. Real quick on the achievements, it looks like the rarest one that I have, according to trueachievements.com, because again, that's what I use. Not an affiliate, that's just what I do, trueachievements.com. Looks like you elected a sheriff to lead your community. Nice moves there is the rarest one I got. That's weird. Do you remember doing something like that?
Electing a sheriff?
Yeah. You had different titles that you can elect people to for your camp, your base camp.
Oh, okay.
And I elected a sheriff. Maybe it's rare because you have the different ones you can do, but this seemed like it was pretty simple.
I don't even remember my achievements. That's how quickly it lost me.
But do you remember electing...
No.
A sheriff or...
There was no election because I was always out trying to find stuff, which is why my brother died, which is why one of my people got killed. Yeah, the brother. The sister lived, but yeah, everybody was dying because the AI was, like I said before, the AI was horrible. So I lost my way in trying to achieve or do my achievements. Normally I want to see, you know, my screen light up. Hey, you, this is what you did, but I didn't, and I didn't care.
Yeah. So I guess the weird thing about me electing a sheriff was I think he was able to be the sheriff because of all the, maybe the upgrades and things that I did with him reading the books, and you can learn new. Okay, and you did this and that, and I forget what the little points were called, not prestige points, but the little points that you get every time you do something.
Okay.
And those points you had to use for everything. I don't remember what they were called, but The problem with it was he might have been the sheriff, but people were still at the house fighting. Why? Because that was my main character. Mm. He had all the good stats and moves. So when it was time to go do something, because I'm solo dolo, I'm not going to take two, you know, lower tier people to go do something. I'm just going to take my main guy and go. But now he's the sheriff or he's the whatever. People at the house biting each other. Hmm. So was there really point to have a sheriff? I don't know, but I got my achievements. That's all I know. That's all I know. So anyway, we're going to wrap up the show on that. What I will say, I'm going to start, I usually don't plug Instagram like this because I really dislike Instagram right now. Like, Instagram is not my friend.
Why you don't like Instagram right now?
Because in January 2018, the same time we launched the podcast, the same time we launched the Twitch and all this other good stuff, launched the website, anxgamecenter.com, they changed the algorithm. So, and they've come out and try to say they didn't do X, Y, and Z, but the word on the street is they only show your posts now to 10% of your followers. Then it kind of has to go viral within your own little community of the 10% of the people they showed it to you, that they showed it to. Then they will show that post to the rest of your followers. So right when I needed to start pushing and promoting and, you know, they changed it. So now a post back in the day might have got 8,000 views. Now it gets 2,000 at most.
Okay.
So I'm not. But what I did do today is post a picture out there for State of Decay 2. And I said, hey, ask some questions, comments, whatever. We'll read it on air. No go today. I don't know because it was E3 or what, but no one commented. So, but going forward, just letting you all know, if you want a shout out on the podcast, we're going to post what we're talking about before we do the show. Comments, suggestions, whatever, put them in the comment section. We'll read it. We'll shout your Instagram page out. We'll go looking at your page and find some cool stuff that you got posted, and then we'll shout it out. So follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, SoundCloud, at ANX Gamecast. Visit anxgamecenter.com if you can't remember that. And send any emails to podcast@anxgamecenter.com.
That's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening to ANX Gamecast. Be on the lookout for more essentials levels coming soon. See you next time.